So hello and welcome to the next podcast episode of my podcast, having the perspective of a coach, of a fiancé, of a father, of a like very fresh father, and somebody who is studying the joy of life, let's say it like this. And what I want to start with today is with the feeling of relief that when I'm doing this podcast now, it feels tidier than before. And that's something that is a consequence of something that I realized this week. Because I started the podcast with the intention of me sharing how I see the world, sharing out of my life, why I am, what I'm doing, and just talking about my life because I'm just somebody who likes talking about himself. Some people might call me a bad narcissist. Well, fuck you. But anyways, me starting this podcast, this wish arose in me that I wanted to have more followers, to reach more people, to share to more people what I'm doing, and to just have more people that I could get attention and recognition of. And then there was this thought, okay, you know, when I want to reach more people, I need to adapt more to what the algorithm, for example, on YouTube wants. And I knew, as for example, in the past, I had a YouTube account for business knowledge, mostly online marketing, so I know some rules for how to make a YouTube channel grow from the past. But then the idea of what this podcast was about got lost a little bit, because it wasn't just me talking about my life and how I see life and myself, but I had always this feeling of I need to teach something. I had this pressure of I need to teach something, because that's what YouTube is about. That's what people want. And that's something that, for example, when there are certain search phrases or keywords or something towards some topics, you know, when I answer those questions, I will get a better reach. So, but then I did episodes where I had this pressure of, okay, now I'm trying to put in both things, trying to adapt to what the YouTube algorithm wants, and then on the other hand, just talking about my life. So, but this talking about my life had so much pressure then that I didn't enjoy it anymore. So it felt like, okay, now I need to do the next podcast episode. But it wasn't like, oh, cool, now I have the chance to do the next podcast episode. So this week I realized it is because I'm not very clear in my intention with what I'm doing here. So therefore I'm going to try a new solution to this needs that I'm having. On the one hand, to share about my life, on the other hand, to get more viewers. I mean, it's an interesting thought to see, why isn't it enough that I just share about my life to get more viewers? Like, obviously, I believe that's not enough. So I need to do something else. I need to teach, or I need to do whatever. So it might even end with me having less pressure in the podcast, that the podcast is going to be way more popular than the other videos that I'm going to do now in the future as well, which is something I'm going to talk about later. Or I'm about to talk about. Because I'm just acting after my belief, and it puts away a lot of stress that I need to adapt to the people. So what I'm going to do is, as I believe I need to adapt, I'm going to do something where I'm adapting, and then on the other hand, I'm going to do something that where I'm not adapting, so just talking, or not adapting, that's wrong, but less adapting, doing just talking out the thoughts that I'm having in my head, and still adapting, still being aware that there might be other ways that I'm adapting. but less. And it's like this saying, this I think it's a Chinese saying or something, like if you try to chase two rabbits at the same time, you won't get any of the rabbit. So me now starting to still try to chase two rabbits, but one at a time and not at the same time. And I think that's the different thing. So in the morning, I'm going to chase one rabbit, in the afternoon, the other. And that's what I'm going to do by now, having two videos released in a week. One is the podcast, and the other one is where I look at, okay, what kind of topics are people interested in, especially people that I consider my target group for my coaching. So entrepreneurs, athletes, high performers in general. So I'm going to do some videos, especially for those people, analyzing beforehand, okay, what kind of keywords are being searched for, what kind of search phrases are there, and then creating content that is especially fitting to the YouTube algorithm, which will give me space to hear in this podcast just talk and not having all this pressure in my head to think, okay, what is it that I should say that people will like, or what is it that I should say that it, so that it is possible to edit this podcast in a way that it's going to be better for YouTube. No, this one, well, it led in the end to, because that was interesting, because I started with this microphone here, and I started with me sitting at a table talking directly into this microphone, which gives the best sound quality. And then afterwards I thought, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to improve it for YouTube, which led to me using less of this microphone and more just this microphone, which is fine as well, but it doesn't have this crispy sound as this one. So it's not as good as it could be for example, Spotify or Apple iTunes, where I have less viewers than on YouTube. Because, of course, in the past, I never, I had some podcasts, but I never really put some focus on. So the most people that know me from the past are still on YouTube. But then there is the other problem, because I don't necessarily want to target those people that know me from the past, because they know me for online marketing, for example. So people from the past, when they see me, they expect me to talk about online marketing, about landing pages, about Facebook ads, about scaling brands through online marketing funnels, etc., etc. And I don't want to talk about it because I consider this topic to be boring, and I think it's mostly a waste of time. I don't think it's a waste of time to do online marketing, but I think it's a waste of time to be another podcast who talks about online marketing, because you can just ask ChatGPT or OpenAI or OpenSea or Claude or whoever, or your AI, and they will give you the perfect answers on how to do the best landing page. You don't need to learn what kind of tools are there. You don't need any videos about this, because that's just something that is solved. You don't like the people that are still talking about it, I think they just don't get it, or they are still holding on to something that's already dead, and so they will only attract all those other losers who still think that this is like the topic you need to talk about. Or when you want to make more money, or when you want to build your business more successful. I think like those typical standard answers that are there that would have been given out through the YouTube videos in the past from other coaches and experts in online marketing and sales and so on, most of them give answers that you can get without having to watch those videos by just asking your AI. So that's why, and I changed from this topic of online marketing, because when I was, for example, when I was 24, 25, so I had three companies, and those three companies made with all the products that were within those three companies around 30 million revenue a year. And there were people that were completely obsessed with marketing and online marketing and how to do the perfect thumbnail and how to do the perfect funnel and how to create the perfect Facebook ads and so on and so on and so on. And they spend like enormous amounts of time talking about it and trying to understand it, trying different kinds of approaches and so on and so on and so on. And what I observed was that most of the time they spend in it is a waste of time, because actually the answers to making successful marketing in our companies or successful online marketing is pretty simple. You don't know what works. You test out different angles and you ask yourself, what is your target group? And you ask yourself, what would your target group need? And what kind of avatar do you need to be so that you're interesting for your target group? That's basically it. And then the rest is you testing out. But most of the things are then just a waste of time. And I think looking, like watching hundreds of videos about online marketing or how to build your business more successfully are a waste of time, because people, and that's what I did, for example, I tried to distract myself from what was actually my problem. Yeah. You know, there was this voice in my head saying to me, talking to me all the time, saying, actually, you should solve this. Actually, you don't like what you're doing here. Actually, this, actually that, actually so on and so on. So, and then the quality of your marketing is just a result of what I'm doing. So I don't need to play stupid and to see, okay, I need to watch those videos, or I need to ask ChatGPT, or I need to do whatever. No, I'm gonna have the answers. And because I think the best marketing for being able to do a great marketing, it's not about using the right techniques, but it's about, are you having the balls to use the right techniques? Because I think marketing is a lot about provocation, a lot about clarity about oneself. Because if I don't have the clarity about myself, if I have bad conscience talking about some things, or if I have bad conscience using some words, some trigger words, or judging myself, condemning myself for some things that I'm doing, there will be coaches telling me, you need to sell yourself in this way, you need to do this, and you need to do this, and you will never do it because you're judging it. So you won't get to this point where you are really successful then with marketing, unless you work on those topics that are really holding you back, which is mostly your mindset, your beliefs, and the barriers you have inside of yourself. Okay, what I want is to explain why I chose not to go deeper into online marketing, and my problem is, by now wanting to get more views and more followers on my accounts, is that the people that know me from the past are the ones that click on my thumbnails, are the ones that start to watch my videos. But then they expect me to talk about online marketing. And then I talk about love, I talk about hate, I talk about subconscious performance, I talk about our connection to our subconsciousness, I talk about all those things, I talk about our connection to our feelings. So something completely different. And me knowing this target group, some of them think, what is wrong with him? Don't talk about those boring as things. I just want you to tell me how to make more money. I just want you to tell me, or I just want you to give me a space where I can waste my time, basically. Because I don't want to confront myself with what is really needed to become more successful. So, but the problem is, when they start to see my videos and they see me talking about something else than they expected, they switch off my videos. So my videos get a less watch time. So they have like a watch time of 2 minutes or something. So like, well, 3 minutes. So it's like not a lot. YouTube then thinks my quality of my content is bad. So YouTube is not going to push this content to other people, because YouTube wants people looking or watching the content and consuming a lot of content. So, but if I get a lot less watch time, or bad watch time, YouTube thinks I'm bad for YouTube, so I'm there not going to publish the content or not going to show the content to other people. So me now having to work around this problem. So my solution to this is seeing, okay, first of all, it will take a longer time, of course, as this is YouTube, and then, and as well as YouTube, as the people listening to me need the proof that I am reliable. So I'm posting again and again and again and again, which will take time. Then on the other hand, I need to create content that is being put in front of people that are not my target group from the past anymore. So people that are interested in the deeper connection between success and our subconsciousness. People that are interested in healing themselves. People that are interested in working on themselves, not just by memorizing a formula for creating better web pages, but by understanding our subconsciousness. But for example, the difference in the target group would be someone who thinks, okay, I want to have the best formula for a landing page. And the other one is observing his consciousness, seeing why doesn't he or she remember the formula just by themselves. That's the difference. Because yeah, one plays stupid and watches four or three videos about, or even more, about better online marketing, and the other one wonders why after watching one video this person still can't remember what was being said and still needs to watch more videos. So there's this approach of, okay, I want to work on my deeper layers. I want to understand myself here. And not I'm just playing stupid and think, okay, you know what, I'm going to do whatever just to waste my time because I'm watching content just because I hate myself, or I'm watching content just because I want to prove to myself that I'm working on myself, but I'm actually not. And that's the difference. So, and for this, I think I need to create other videos where I talk about, for example, what's the connection between a lot of entrepreneurs and them having burnout, like being burned out, not having a motivation, or people watching, looking for videos about mental health, or people looking for content about our consciousness, or reprogramming our mind, and so on and so on and so on. Some of the search phrases people are looking for don't even fit to my philosophy. For example, the search phrase "how to reprogram your mind" is something that I don't believe in. I don't think we should reprogram our mind, but I'm still going to do videos about it to give this other approach to see, you know what, it's not about reprogramming, it's about understanding and using it in a different way. So it's a completely different approach to what most of the coaches or most of the people out there are using and saying. And that's something that I'm very keen on sharing, because I want to get the attention and recognition for that I actually know something which is what is great. Because in the past, I tried out different coaches. I worked with a lot of coaches and mentors and gurus, and I tried to learn from them. I went to their events, and I worked very closely with some of the best in the world. And I paid like good amounts of money to learn from them. And in the end, it always led to me doing the same things that I did before. So I never really changed. So there was something else that I wanted to understand. There was something else that I believed life is about. And I was kind of disappointed by those coaches. So that's when I searched further, and then I found people that are like not very open to find, to being found. People that are hiding, people that are working in the underground. And those people shared knowledge with me that is actually not being shared with so many people. But now, and I think it wasn't being shared, like what success and what studying our mind is really about. I think there's a reason why it hasn't been shared so much in the past. And that's because the whole world and our rules of society are just not built for this kind of information. Because these kinds of information really lead to change. Not just the superficial change that pretends to be change, but in the end, deep change. And deep change only comes, in my experience, by understanding and not by wanting to change. Okay, here's the trick track, you know, because I start because I want to change and then, yeah, but it works. Yeah, and I say, just to end this thought, it was too quick here. I start by me wanting to change, but then I realize I need to not want to change. That's not going to work. It's about understanding why I want to change some things and why I think that things that I'm living in are bad for me, for the people around me. And seeing maybe it isn't that bad. Maybe it is the way it should be. And by this, I think the cells in our body and the whole connection within the frequency that we are vibrating in the connection to the universe is going to change by itself. So the results are coming not by us pressuring us to something, but by vibrating on a different frequency. But then again, that's important. We can't pretend to vibrate on a different frequency. We can't just go somewhere and say, oh, I'm vibrating on such a love vibing frequency today. Oh, no, what the fuck, motherfucker? I don't care. Because I feel that there's something else. You know, those people, when you meet them, they are so provocatively harmonious, so provocatively loving, and you actually feel they are not. Yeah, that's because they read some books of some people telling them to that they are that they have more energy when they vibrate on a different frequency, and this is only going to be when they have some certain feelings. So they're going to pretend to have those feelings. It's not that they really have those feelings, but they pretend. And that's what I believe is success, for example, is about. Like, I never had more success when I just pretended. Pretending was one part. You know, this part of faking till you make it. That can work. But I need to take a deeper look at the price that I'm paying when I'm faking it till I make it. Because there might be some needs that when I don't look at it closer, I don't fulfill. When I started my first companies in online marketing, for example, I was 14 or 15 or something, and I knew not a lot about online marketing, but I sold me, like I am having a lot of knowledge. I sold myself in this way. So when I had my first clients, I, of course, had the pressure of now I need to deliver, which is something that works good, for example, especially for me, because when I'm in a situation where I need to do something because I promised it, my brain is going to work by its own to solve this problem. That sometimes when we learn more and faster, when we pretend to be the teacher who knows it, because we're now in a situation when we need to learn it. I think it is connected to us being afraid of not being able to survive when we don't learn it, when we don't know it. And I think our brain is quicker and more efficient in learning when it connects the outcome of the learning to our survival. Therefore, I think faking it till we make it is something that is working. But now, for example, me in the past, I lived it until a point where I didn't feel fulfilled no matter what kind of success I had. Because the success I had wasn't connected to me as a human anymore, but to me as an idea of something that I think I need to pretend to be. So there was this part in me missing that gave myself the space to grow naturally as a human person to this level that I pretended I am. And this is something that I think is, when I don't have clarity about the price of faking it till I make it, it will at some point hinder me. Either by having a burnout, getting a burnout, which is something I had, or by getting other diseases, or by not being able to live fulfilling relationships or closeness to other people. Because we judge ourselves for it. So we have those things in us that don't want to be seen. So how did I get here, actually? I was talking about online marketing, and then I was talking about me, about the price of faking it till I make it. And I don't even know why. Interesting. I don't remember anymore. It's interesting that my brain now doesn't give me the information to what I was talking about. So somehow I need to... Somehow there is something inside of me. I mean, it is big for me to talk about this faking it till I make it part. Because there is this part of me that is afraid of being judged for it. Is afraid of being seen for it. So it might be that now my brain is not giving me the information on where I came from because it is afraid. Could be. But let's see. I was talking about the different target group that I want to reach. I was talking about the different kind of people that I want to reach, and I was talking about why I'm not talking about online marketing anymore. But there was something else. Our brain and its deeper levels of understanding and how we can use our brain in a more efficient way. Interesting, huh? Well, never mind. Maybe it will come to me later on. Maybe there's something my brain is processing at the moment that says, let's take some space here. Okay. What I wanted to talk about to you in this podcast as well is the general situation I'm in at the moment in my life. So I'm here in Barcelona at the moment with my family. And to be honest, it is quite challenging having a baby and not being able to sleep properly and having my fiance, she is like on edge all the time, and she used to have more space for me, but now has the space for the baby, of course. And so a lot of changes are coming and are part of our life at the moment. And it feels big and it feels overwhelming and challenging in some parts. And then I have this feeling of wanting to share that now, me being in Barcelona, I want to build a more stable base. So I have this client, for example, and he is a young guy, a young entrepreneur, and already working with me since a couple of years and becoming more and more successful. And as I work very closely with my clients, so I get into a very personal relationship, which is something I believe is important to find out what the real and deepest topics are of people. That's something that I do and I believe in, which is something that is quite the opposite of what actual coaches or usual coaches or therapists or whatever believe in. Because they believe you need to have a professional relationship with your client. You can't have a too close relationship because you get lost in the relationship with your client. Well, I believe this getting lost in something is where the most biggest capabilities and biggest leverage for more awareness of our performance and our how to be more efficient, where those answers are lying. So I believe we can become way more efficient when we understand those parts where we get lost in. And I believe it is about being as quick and as efficient as possible as somebody who is going with somebody else through life. So this client, for example, I knew it was very important for him to be in a surrounding where he feels rich and he feels quick and he feels like very energetic. So, and he was in this boring as village in Germany where he never really enjoyed his life. So, but he was afraid to take the steps to go outside of his village. So he needed to feel safe. So I said, oh, you know what, come close to me, come with me, with my family. Let's see what it is. Let's live with my family together and see how I live, see who you are in this relationship, see who you are in this situation. Understand you, understand ourselves more, and create a surrounding which will lead to success on a deeper level, which will lead to success on a more efficient level. So in this case, for example, I said, you know what, come to Barcelona. Come to Barcelona, and here we're going to build now a stable base for high performance and for greater results. Because I believe one of the biggest hinderings, one of the biggest things that are holding us back from having more success is the space that we have where the success can grow. It's like a plant. And when we put this plant into a box of glass, it can grow quite quick because it is warm and it has a good climate. But the problem is it will eventually lead to touching the barriers of the glass. So it won't be able to grow further. And like this, most of the people build their own lives, basically. They have their bank accounts with companies and banks that punish you for having millions on your bank accounts. So if your subconsciousness knows that when you have $1 million, euro, whatever, on your bank account or more, you will need to pay penalty fees because they don't want you to have this big amounts of money. What is your subconsciousness going to do? Well, it will hinder you in some ways to make more money. If you are living in a surrounding with your family, with your friends, whatever, and people are jealous about your success, people are jealous about you having a six-pack, people are jealous about you looking good, people are jealous about you making a lot of money, but you want to be seen, or you want to be in close connection with those people, because you feel like having this close connection with those people feels good to you, because you like people around you. Well, then there's got to be a point where it reaches a certain limit, because when you have the success, you either need to hide it, but then you will never really feel seen from those people around you, or you can't reach the success. So I said, you know what, let's build a base for having space for a lot of success. Let's build our company structures, infrastructure like this. Let's build our banking infrastructure like this. Let's build our surrounding like this. Whereas here in Barcelona, for example, we went out looking for a gym. And this person is used to just taking the cheapest next gym, closest to his door. And I was like, okay, let's see what's there. And then we went to the gym, and it was like this McFit or this John Reed or some chain of gym, and it was okay. But the people around us, they didn't seem to be very rich in money-wise, and they didn't seem to be very interested in having a bigger, more successful career. No, they lived their life, and they had some had good bodies, some didn't. And then again, like when we were in this gym, like when we looked to the outside, there was no beautiful view, it was just some buildings. And so I said, you know what, let's try out some more gyms. I want to build a base for us here that is more attractive for our subconsciousness, that is feeding our subconsciousness with some imagery that actually feels loving and kind and inspiring. So we went out to see different kinds of gyms. And then we yesterday went to a gym directly at the sea. The people there, it started with the cars parking on the parking lot. Different kind of cars. No, not that much Seat and Ford and Opel or Vauxhall in English. No, different kind of cars. And then when we went into the gym, the people were completely different. There were co-working areas for people to connect with each other. There were areas connected directly to the beach. There was a pool. There were the training area was with a view to the sea. To the beach and the sea. There was a big spa. There was a restaurant for healthy food. There was like everything that a high performer wants around himself to enjoy and to be supported in his goals. So it's not stressful and not hard anymore to eat healthy, because I don't need to reject so many possibilities and guilty pleasures. And it is inspiring to see people who are disciplined to have a great body and as well make a lot of money. So with all those things, I support my subconsciousness in one direction, because now every time I go to this gym, I am inspired, I am fed by imagery that is loving, kind, and fitting to my goals. So this is one thing for, I think, a stable base for having more success. As well, it is about how do I lead my life. Like I thought, you know what, you're afraid of letting go of your village, of the people around you. So I thought, okay, you, I see a lot of potential in you. I take you close to me because you will have a safe surrounding now, and I will guide you now. And I will accompany you to where you want to go. But let's do some things where you feel supported. So now this person, yeah, sleeps in a different kind of ambience, talks in a different kind of ambience, goes for the training in a different kind of ambience, and suddenly makes way more money, looks better, expresses himself in a different way this person never expressed himself in, and has results that are quicker and more attractive than everything he had before. And this is like those moments where it's like the snap of a finger. Because it's just then it's easy, because everything I do just fits to my surrounding. And I think this is about building a stable base for long-term success. And then again, I think it is about what I'm doing with my family here in this moment is as well having this space that is inspiring for me, for example, creating content that's fun. So when I'm in a surrounding where there are people that are not interested in personal development, it is not very fun to create a lot of content. I had like for a couple of months, I had clients in Germany. So I was in Germany, and it didn't feel good. Most of the people don't really enjoy success of other people. They rather tell you to fuck off. So it's not fun to be successful in some surroundings. And in other surroundings it is, and it can be fun. And then what is somehow touching for me in the last weeks, which is connected to this topic of building a stable base, is the situation the world is in at the moment. With the AI development and with the war and fighting development. I mean, some people are talking about, oh, they're so afraid that World War III will break out. I mean, I don't think that World War III is going to be fought out as it was in World War II in trenches and on the field. Some wars will be fought out like this because it is about territory. But mostly, it is not about territory in real life, whatever it means, but territory on either extraterrestrial territory or territory in our headspace here, which is connected to the frequencies and the vibrations that are being sent out by 5G, by 4G, by the internet, by the satellites that are being sent to the orbit, and so on and so on and so on. Because the more I can manipulate people to do and to behave in certain manners and to not feel and not ask and to just do, the more I can be sure about that things will stay as it is and that people will pay for my services. So I need to brainwash them. But actually it's not brainwashing, it's brain dirty, brain making brains dirty and ugly. And I think this is how World War III will look like. And I believe World War III is already happening since a couple of years. Because that's something that happens. There is a war for how many satellites can I send up to space. There is a war for owning the internet. There is a war for owning AI. There is a war for owning the connection to our brains. So but then on the other hand, there's still this fear of what is going to happen, yeah, if people that are responsible for nuclear weapons, are going to snap. What is going to happen if there is a war breaking out on a different scale than which is happening at the moment in Ukraine or Russia, for example? We don't even know if that's true what's happening there, or if those things are just being told to distract us from the war that is actually happening. Because whom to believe? I haven't been there personally. So for me, building a stable base is having a base that is as well protected of wars and times of crisis. For example, there are some kind of company infrastructures that you can use and that have been used that even survived World War I and World War II. You know, there were like a lot of companies were being taken by the government or by the new government. But some of those companies have infrastructures that last for at least 1,000 years. So it's very difficult to take away those infrastructures. And then on the other hand, I think it's about having this kind of possibility to not depend on some things. I think for me, it was kind of frightening to see how when, for example, in 2020, when COVID broke out, I left Germany because people were being bullied into staying home and people were pressured into doing things that they actually never wanted to do. They put faces, masks on their faces so that people couldn't show their emotions anymore. They were pressured into taking medicine and injections that nobody knew the long-term consequences of. So, obviously, there are situations that can happen that you can't travel anymore. So airports are being shut down, electricity is being shut down, internet is being shut down, whatever. That's something, those were things that were happening during COVID. There were civil wars and havoc going on in some countries and some cities in the world, in South America and Asia and in Europe as well, and America. It was crazy. So this is something that frightens me, or at least I have this awareness of, you know what, there is something that can be happening. So I want to be independent. So for me, for example, a big part of building a stable base is to find a place where with my family together, I can have a little farm where we can grow our own food if needed, where we can have our own water if needed, and where we can live even in the case of war or airports being shut down or food not being provided or electricity being shut down. Okay, and some may call me crazy to think thoughts like this, but on the other hand, that's something that I thought about people who did that in the past as well. But then seeing it's not just about having this, it's about giving my brain and my feelings the space of feeling safe no matter what. Because I don't know, like, what kind of money is being used in 10 years. I don't know if there's still the euro going on. I don't know if there's some super AI controlling all the internet, and it's even better to not have any internet and to be disconnected from everything. And as I don't know this, for me, it's giving space to feel like to prepare and to have a base where I'm prepared for all those probabilities. So, and that's why I'm at the moment here in Barcelona observing what is happening and talking with my fiance, who thankfully is into agriculture and into growing food and into taking care of animals and so on and so on and so on. So I know that in the next months we're going to start looking for a farm, for a place where we can be and stay no matter what's going to happen, as we don't know what's going to happen. And this, for me, for example, gives me the space to enjoy life as it is more, because I don't need to sit there and think, okay, you know, what am I going to do now when the next pandemic is breaking out? What am I going to do when they are using now nuclear weapons? So what is it that I'm going to do? Is it, no, you know what, I'm just going to this place. I have my bunker there. I have my nuclear safe basement, and I have like my reserves, and I'm fine. And we can grow our own food. And we can do this. So those are some thoughts as well, connected to how to protect the wealth. Like, there are some company structures where you can have your wealth being protected, and it's not so difficult and not so easy for the government to just take it, as where there are other company structures in Germany or Europe or US as well, where the company could be, the government could basically just go ahead and take your money. So that's nothing that we want to have, right? So that's going on in my life at the moment. So I'm actually glad that I started this this new approach of having, on the one hand, the podcast, and on the other hand, now doing YouTube videos where I'm talking directly about some topics. And those YouTube videos, I think, will be more fitting to the YouTube algorithm. On the other hand, this is just me talking about my life. And just putting it all together, it's a challenging time for me, having a baby and building my business. And then on the other hand, having thoughts of what could actually be happening around the world. I mean, if you want to, just put your thoughts in the comments or just write them to me. I think you can find my email address somewhere. Or the of my assistant. And now I'm gonna go with my fiance to the harbor of Barcelona, drink some coffee, enjoy our life, because in the end this whole situation is just a reminder for me to be there, to make the most out of it by being there, because I think there's nothing better we can do in the moment than to just be. Okay. Having said that, I wish you a beautiful, beautiful week. And I'm looking forward to see you in the next podcast. Bye-bye.